back on the Young Turks post game. Let's knock out the small ones first. So the settle the mystery of whether I'm black or white. So randomly last night I'm talking to my 4-year-old daughter, and she's got two dolls there, and one is Rapunzel, so super white and blonde and blue eyed. Okay, and
from Tangled, from the Disney movie.
Yes,
I know kids.
Yeah, and. I don't know that that's the
take
face
it,
you
no, are. I would like that to be cut from the cut completely. If you could just bleep out what I said.
Not just what you said, but your facial expression when you're like.
That's just my face, Cenk. Go on.
Okay. She's like, I know kids.
Fuck you.
Anyway, it's good. It's okay. It's okay. We trust you, Grace.
Anyway, back to the dolls, you
right.
creep.
And then Jasmine. Now, Jasmine is Middle Eastern, presumably.
Yes, she's from Agrabah. It's a home of mystery and enchantment.
Yes, but the doll is totally black, not a little brown, totally black. Okay, so I was like, Joy, I don't know why I got it in my head, you know, being the weird libo that I am, or weirdo lib. I was like, or because I'm intellectually curious. I don't. Either way, I said, Joy. Which one do you think you look more like, right? Because there's all the things of like, oh, you gotta get dolls that are more like you, mm-hmm. so that
oh, right.
empowerment, whatever, right? And she paused, she had an appropriate pause, like, I don't look like either one of these, right? She's like, because she's half Turkish, half Chinese, mm-hmm. right? Oops. And then she's like, she put her hand next to the dolls, and she's like Rapunzel. She's like,
got it.
She wasn't sure, but she's like, okay, Rapunzel.
Gotcha.
And I said, how about Baba? Which one do I look more like? Oh, she's like, oh, that's no brainer. She's like, Jasmine.
Yeah.
and I'm like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, no pause. She's like, look, takes my hand, puts it next to the doll. She's like, yeah, hello.
Yeah, people often say that you are the Jasmine of TYT.
Yep. So good.
Like, he
has a tiger.
He's such a Jasmine. This flying carpet, always with his midriff out. Like, we get it. You're a princess.
So it's so funny. I keep going back because I get this is recently for like a couple of months now. I've been slightly obsessed with what my color is because partly almost because I never thought about it before or never gave a shit before, right? But all of a sudden everybody cares, right?
Yeah. What is the answer? Is there a thing? Because I know like. Persians will say, well, Caucasus Mountains, we're Caucasian. You didn't know that, you racist asshole.
Okay, I think the Armenians have an excellent case to make there.
So is that it? I don't know. I don't know anything.
So Armenians are literally Caucasians, right?
Okay.
But since they're Christian, I think that the right-wing idiots are like, yeah, of course, what are you talking about?
Got right? it.
But if the Azerbaijanis, which are right next to them, also from the same area, they're Muslim and Turkic, so they're like, no, obviously brown, right? And not Caucasian.
It's so weird, because it's like, at a certain point, who cares? It's like I was talking to Graziano about birds, and he said, like, there's the same birds that live all around the planet on the same, like, line of latitude near the pole. And they look the same and everything, but these birds on this side of the ring can mate, but these birds on the other side can't. But every bird can mate with birds like within whatever 100,000 birds of them, 1,000 miles of them.
I love this non-true story.
That's what he said about birds.
No, I'm
either
kidding.
Either way,
I'm
but
kidding.
What I'm saying is like, it's such a spectrum that like, unless you found the original black person and the original white person. And watched, first of all, the two original white people and the two original black people, and you could trace yourself back to them without any intermixing whatsoever. What's the point?
What?
I get confused there.
Really?
Hey, yeah, and I'm not saying that the birds thing that Graziano relayed to you is true. I'm sure it's true. I'm saying that the 100,000 bird thing you made up in the middle was a funny non-rule.
It is, but that's what he said. It's not specifically, but it's just to give you to break it down.
Here's what I know to be true. My mom loves bird watching. It's one of her favorite things to do. Bird watching is just racially profiling another species.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally serious. Think about it. That's all it is. My mom will be like, oh, it's Mr. Cardinal.
That's Mr. Cardinal. And that's Mrs. Cardinal. That's a bluebird.
And that's a blackbird.
What are those? No, she'll get really upset.
Your mom's like that. No, your mom's like that.
She's like, no, my mom will get really upset where she's like, I don't want these pigeons around where the bluebird lives. And I'm like, Mom, mind your own fucking business. Yeah. They can live wherever they want to live. They're birds.
That's so funny. JR actually shares that with your mom. He's racist against pigeons.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. I think we all are
this
a little
is
bit.
True.
Yeah.
What are you contributing? Far. That's so racist.
Now, what I do want to hear about is the Trump TV shows, what shows he watches.
So,
I will get to that. Just to finish up my version of Brett's confusing thing. Mm-hmm.
We
all came out of Africa, if you don't know. But you guys remember, so you do. And so hence, presumably, we were all originally. Actually, we don't know that. We don't know that we were all black when we first came out of Africa.
Who's we?
But Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens, got it.
Right, but very likely so, right? And it is trippy, and I don't know how it happens, because damn it, Jim, I'm a talk show host. I'm not a doctor or a scientist. But like how you migrate up to Norway, and then all of a sudden you become white, right? And I know it's not all of a sudden, but it is really, really interesting to me. But anyways, now that people are making me look at my skin color, yeah, because everybody's a different perception. Russell Simmons called me once.
And cool, already a cool story.
Okay. And
same.
And said, what's up, my, okay.
Finish the sentence. Right?
What did he say? Because you can't say it, that means you're not black.
That's right. And in fact, told me that on a TV show he was putting together, which we never really quite did, kind of didn't do. Anyway, he said, I need a white guy like you. And I was like, oh, interesting, to Russell Simmons, I'm white, right? I don't know. Anyway, we've discussed this before. I don't know what I am, and I think it's kind of awesome. I think it's kind of awesome that I don't know what I am.
You look like my dad.
Yeah, I'm the race ref. I get in. I'm like, I'm neutral, guys.
You're olive.
I'm a weird olive color.
You're an olive guy.
I'm neutral. I can adjudicate here.
Yeah, you look Sephardic.
I'm a
Cornish. If you were Jewish, you'd be Sephardic.
I'm like a Cornish vampire.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Just really pale. Yeah.
There's no two ways about Grace.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, Brett, at least you can make an argument because he's Jewish.
Inside.
But you, no, you're super.
It's weird. Like the Ashkenazi thing on my brother's 23andMe thing, like that stays the same. That registers like precisely 50%. It comes back as like 50% Ashkenazi Jew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the other 50%?
Other 50 is like British Isles and Scandinavia.
Oh,
as right? You can tell by my long legs. And love for fish.
So is the other side Christian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know.
Jewish, Protestant, Catholic school. Right here.
All right.
So if you have any questions about that specific experience.
I want to do 23andMe. I mean.
Everyone does.
I know.
I don't.
Eventually.
You don't want to do it?
Nope. Because I know. Cornish vampires.
No.
I know. I know that's exactly what it's going to say.
You can ask your ancient ancestors because they're still alive. But you have to ask them.
They white balance the show on my arms. Did you know that? That's how they get their white balance.
Good inside camera calibration joke.
Fun fact for you.
All right. So then the last quick story before we get to the TV stuff is I had a dream about Patrick Duffy from Dallas, and we were checking into a hotel together, and he had a baby, and he had just had a baby,
He gave birth to the baby, or had obtained
Junior
the baby?
Style?
He has, no, it's his baby.
He was in possession of his baby.
Yes, and Patrick Duffy from back when he was the same age as when he was doing Dallas, okay? And then, so I interpreted after I woke up, and I was like, oh, old school TV are doing like this new media, which is like their new baby, like a skinny bundles that they're putting together and
right.
stuff. And they don't know how to do it. That's why Patrick Duffy was asking me for advice in my dream because, oh, you've been doing this longer. But in my dream, it was about my kids who are 4 and 6.
And Patrick Duffy represents old school
TV, because when I was growing up, Dallas was the biggest show.
That makes
Dallas.
Actually a lot of sense. But it's funny that like that's who would represent old school TV for you, because I'm sure you could go around the horn and everyone have a different sort of personification of. If you had to imagine, for me, it would be Angela Lansbury from Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, old school TV. For you, that makes a lot of sense.
That is a real good one.
What is that?
Old
mean?
School TV. I'd watch at my grandma's house. We'd watch Murder, She Wrote.
It's my favorite show.
Such like, and it's Castle. Does Castle have to pay Murder, She Wrote royalties? Because it's the same idea. Castle with Nathan Fillion is about a guy who writes murder mysteries who helps the police. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
But he looks like hot.
It's like hot. Nate Fillion is Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, that's fuck. I was gonna say something along those lines. You don't look at me, Brent.
Sorry.
Okay. So, and then if you're thinking I'm overanalyzing, why else would it be Patrick Duffy?
No one can possibly answer that question.
Why else would it be Patrick Duffy? What are you saying?
No, I'm saying it must be this TV analysis thing that I came up with, the analogy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been someone else, right?
What was his character?
Could have been Captain Steubing.
He was like the guy.
Larry Hagman was the guy. So it's kind of Larry Hagman would have been more appropriate, but for whatever reason, in my dream, it was Patrick Duffy.
What was his character on Dallas?
He was Larry Hagman's brother, and Larry Hagman was like the guy you love to hate.
J.R.
J.R. Ewing, the bad guy, and Patrick Duffy was his brother, who was like a good guy, you know.
Who's your JR in your world? You know what? Not besides JR.
Yeah.
Maybe you're Roger like, Ailes? Listen. Yeah. There's all these negative influences here. I need to go to the voice of reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could be. Or I was in the mood for Duffy beer.
There you go.
Okay. So which brings us back to TV. Somebody asked Donald Trump if he was going to fire Sean Spicer, because there's been a lot of talk about, you know, upheaval in the White House and who is he going to stay, who is he going to fire, and they make so much fun of Sean Spicer on SNL and yada yada. And he said, "I'm not firing Sean Spicer. That guy gets great ratings. Everyone tunes in." So, first of all, making decisions on who's in his administration based on ratings, always a good idea.
How about your approval rating, bro?
Yeah, right. Second of all, I don't know what he means by he gets great ratings. How do you know what his, Sean Spicer doesn't have ratings, right? Do you mean CNN gets good ratings when Sean Spicer is on? No, I don't think you analyze it that deep. No, it turns out Donald Trump watches Sean Spicer when he's doing the press briefing. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, okay, I'm watching, and then probably his friends watch.
Yeah.
Because he's going to call him up late at night. That's another part of the Washington Post story.
Oh, God.
And talk about what was on TV that day. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, then everybody's watching him. He's getting good ratings. So why would I fire a guy who's got good ratings?
So, I get it.
Okay, so that's how he makes decisions. Okay. Quoting more of the Washington Post here, I'll quote it somewhat randomly. Some White House officials who early on would appear on TV to emphasize points to their boss, who was likely to be watching just steps away in his residence, have started tuning in to Fox News' Fox and Friends because they know the president habitually clicks on it after waking near dawn. So, two fun parts of this story. If you want to tell the president something and have it be policy, you don't go into his office. No, you go on Fox and Friends so that he can watch it on TV, and then he'll think it's more legitimate.
Well, to that degree, that's what John Oliver has been doing. He's been buying ad time on Fox and Friends, running ads about, I'm trying to think of some of them more, I'm sure you guys will recall, but he actually has them themed like a guy selling catheters, like a cowboy selling catheters, yeah, because those are the commercials that run during Fox and Friends, and then it will actually inform him about major decisions. Something, I think maybe one of them was about NATO, and mm-hmm, it's just some guy being like, hey, when I'm not using my cath, I gotta think about NATO, and it's like all this, and he actually bought ad time to do it. So it's very true what they are pointing out. It's funny and scary, but if you want to get the president's ear, the way to do it is to buy some advertising time during Fox and Friends.
It's like, I know a guy who's an agent in, maybe the better analogy is Mad Shield. Men. When Don Draper wants his kids to think he's cool, doesn't he get them like tickets to the Beatles? Like, if you want your child, Donald Trump, to think you're cool, you get on Fox and Friends.
Yep. Yeah, yeah,
like, that's exactly how you do it. He's like, oh, I didn't know he'd made it. He's talking to Ducey.
Yeah, I mean, that's the second part.
Steve Ducey loves it too.
Oh, I mean, the fact that now the most powerful mind on earth is getting his cues from Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade. I mean, if you weren't concerned before, get concerned now. Brian Kilmeade has empty eyes. I don't think there's anything back there. Okay, so, oh yeah, yeah, he's getting notes from Bert and Ernie. Anyway, all right, foreign diplomats have urged their government leaders to appear on television when they're stateside, as a means of making their case to Trump and US lawmakers regard a TV appearance as nearly on par with an Oval Office meeting in terms of showcasing their standing or viewpoints to the president. No, like it's a little bit better. They're like, we can go talk to him, but he has ADD, he's a knucklehead, is obsessed with cable news, is probably distracted by it, he won't pay attention. But if you actually go on cable news, that's the thing that's distracting him, and he will actually pay attention to that. And third part of that is it gives Fox News tremendous power now. Because it matters if you're going on there, it matters if you're running ads on there. Mm-hmm. So it's a trifecta of bad results. Gingrich, who's been kissing Trump's ass trying to get into the administration lately, says, well, at times it'll lead to mistakes. Other times it lets him move at astounding speed.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Well, why would he be faster if he's watching it on cable news?
I just don't like this. Sometimes he makes him, it's like you have a dog that bites people. And it's like sometimes he mauls children. Other times, he's all right. He's okay.
Yeah. And he adds, it's all part of him being this work in progress who's constantly listening and evolving.
It's just how long it takes him to get up to speed. That's the problem. It's the you were talking about it before he came on, the like nobody knew anything. It's like people knew, you just didn't know.
Yeah, and it's not a good thing that the president is a work in progress, and especially when he's 70, and that the guys he's looking for sage advice are named Kilmeade and Ducey.
Ducey. Okay.
All right. On his campaign plane, Trump watched television on full volume, because he's 70. Usually Fox News, sometimes CNN.
Let's go after him for being 70.
No, I know, but like my dad, I love him. He's watching this, but he watches on full volume because he needs to hear it, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, usually Fox News, sometimes CNN, almost constantly says someone who flew with him, shushing his aides whenever he himself came on screen and listening with rapt attention. So, Mr. President, so we've got this situation in North Korea, and we're sending the aircraft carrier, but we're sending it in the wrong direction. Hold on! Shush! I'm on TV. Okay. What did Brett Baer say about me? Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. When Hillary Clinton appeared, this was during the campaign.
Oh man.
He'd similarly quiet his team often before pointing a finger at the TV and scolding. She's lying! She's lying! So I don't know if he's the guy at the Senior Citizen Center beginning to lose it a little
bit.
That's
what it is.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
It does, doesn't it, a little bit? Or the usual thing, which is he's a child. Like that's what children do. Like they get distracted by TV, right? And then they're like, no, that's not true. No, again, I feel like I'm disparaging kids by comparing him to Trump. Okay, we're going on, we'll keep going. Trump turns on television almost as soon as he wakes, then checks in periodically throughout the day in a small dining room off the Oval Office, and continues late into the evening when he's back in his private residence. Once he goes upstairs, said one advisor, there's no managing him. So from waking hours to when he goes to sleep, nonstop watching TV, right? Concentrate, first of all, you're the fucking president. Concentrate on the policy papers for a second and not on cable news. And then the adults in the Trump administration, they're like, Donnie went upstairs. You can't manage him upstairs. God knows what he'll do.
You need to go talk to Steve Ducey and be like, we have a very important mission for you. We've done the graphics package. It might require you to come in late, but we're going to make a fake version of Fox and Friends where you actually quote policy papers. Because there's certain things that we've identified he needs to know. So it's just like this whole fake version of Fox and Friends that is actually helpful if they want to help. But is there more? Sorry.
So, I'm just going to keep barreling through because we've got to stop soon. Most of the televisions in the West Wing display four channels at all times, CNN, Fox, Fox Business, and MSNBC. This is, by the way, that's not just Trump. That's been the case except for Fox Business. It's always Fox, MSNBC, and CNN. And then whoever's in charge is like, I don't know, CNBC, Fox Business, whatever, right? That's why I wanted to be on MSNBC, because every knucklehead in Washington, and it's not just the White House, every press outlet, every radio station, every TV station, every political office has those three on. And so that's why they think they don't know what the internet is, and they're like lemmings, and they're like, TV, cable news, so important, right? But there is one piece of good news. Before the campaign told an aide, he occasionally enjoyed watching Al Jazeera. So of all of us, he might know Michael Schur the best. He might be like, wait a minute, that's Epic Politics, man. All right, well, everybody hush up. I want to hear what he has to say. And he's like, and by the way, there's always someone in the war.
That was on the
current.
War.
That was current, not Al Jazeera. All right, last quote for you guys. Another time, Trump took particular issue with the aesthetics of a male commentator.
Oh, God.
Who appeared sometimes as a guest on Morning Joe and began pestering the host, imploring them to dump the analyst who so offended his visual sensibilities, said someone with knowledge of the episode. That's how he makes decisions, based on how you look.
Yes. Okay, so, gosh, man, it starts as like pretty funny, you know what I mean? Because it plays into sort of this caricature that we have known. You know, this isn't something that has just come out. We've known this since he was campaigning. And then as you went on to read, Cenk, it just became more and more troubling and sobering. And it's not, it is funny on its face, but when you kind of examine it a little bit closer, it's really alarming. And it just makes me feel gross and just because it's not right. It's not the way we should expect better. Yeah, we deserve better from the leader of our country, from the leader of the free world. It's like I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss for words because what do you say to that? We are being governed by someone who is so incredibly misinformed and who doesn't care.
Right. Yes.
He
agree.
He doesn't even realize that he's missing.
Exactly. He is just like a lot of people is the problem. And if he functions like a lot of people, plus he has like this weird, like almost not sociopathic, but definitely like a manipulation impulse. And he has those moves he always goes to, which are like exaggeration and villainization of whoever comes up to challenge him. Like, how do you break that cycle if it works for him? Like how do you break it? Because I feel like we get so drawn into this cycle of just saying, don't you see you're being a hypocrite? Don't you see you're breaking promises? And then the response from those folks is like, you're mad, aren't you? And that's it. And then you keep on being in power. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Justice Democrats.
Well, yeah. Agreed. But also buckle up and brace for impact. Yikes. I mean, on Wednesday, he's bringing all 100 senators to the White House to brief him on North Korea. Well, of course, depending on which Fox News show is on at the time. You might be like, wait, hold on, fuck North Korea. Okay, who's left at Fox News?
Yeah, right? Who is? It's not Greta, it's not
Meghan. Bowling's on. Everybody, Bowling's on. Hold on.
Tucker. Tucker Carlson's
yeah.
on.
Okay, God help us all. This man's in charge for God knows how long. We're in a world of hurt. Okay, on that cheery note.
Oh, God.
We'll see you tomorrow.